4 inches of snow possible. It's currently 6 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk said his Department of Government Efficiency is doing what the people want. It's trimming the size of the government. Asked in the Oval Office about false statements that he shared online, Musk said,
some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat 1,000. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes.
One mistake, the Bureau of the Fiscal Service disclosed a 25-year-old Musk associate was mistakenly given the ability to make changes to the sensitive federal payment system, but says the error was quickly recognized and an investigation's ongoing. Mark Fogel met President Trump at the White House after he was released from 3.5 years detention in Russia. Kremlin says a Russian citizen has been released from U.S. custody, but has not identified the person. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Virginia. Another storm now bringing snow to the plains. Rain threatened California. This is ABC News. Law enforcement does not want people looking for love in all the wrong places this Valentine's Day.
Officials are reminding Americans, especially seniors, not to fall for romance scams, with criminals using a fake identity to gain your affection and trust before stealing from you. This month, the FBI Philadelphia field office and the U.S. Postal Service issued warnings for people not to be duped.
I'm out all that money and I don't think I'll ever get it back.
This 76-year-old moved to Georgia and was tricked into sending her life savings to a man she met online.
It's ABC's Lana Moyes. Charlie, an online banking platform for seniors, says the most impersonated celebrities by fraudsters include Keanu Reeves, Jason Momoa, and Sandra Bullock. Congratulations to Monty from New Jersey. The giant schnauzer won this year's Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the first time in more than 20 years a dog in the working group won the top prize. Brian Clark, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Canned peas, not the early peas, the big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas. But that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to starving kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, here, you can mail my peas to India. Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood. You just wait until your father gets home. Oh, man. Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
We salute the farmers themselves, the heart and soul of agriculture. Their commitment, resilience, and tireless work ensure that communities are fed and nourished. Whether tending to crops, livestock, or planning for the future, farmers are the backbone of our society, driving forward through every challenge and every season. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a snowy day shaping up as a low-pressure system in the southern Mississippi Valley tracks up toward the Ohio Valley, bringing us accumulating snow, the heaviest just kind of skirting by to the south and east of us. Portions of Iowa into northern Illinois and far southern Wisconsin could see a 6 or 7 inches. Around most of our listening area, it's probably going to be a little bit shy of that, but still several inches, enough to get the shovels and snowblowers out and certainly make for some slippery, slow travel. The brunt of this should be ending around midnight tonight. Behind it, some chilly air coming in for tomorrow. We'll see a bit of a warm-up Friday and Saturday with the next weather system sliding in from the west. That will likely bring us another sizable snow event Friday afternoon into Friday night. Behind that, some bitter cold air could be pouring in by Sunday and Monday. Here's that forecast for today, a winter weather advisory for most of our region. running from this morning up through 3 o'clock Thursday morning, and a winter storm warning in Grant County. Chilly with that snow moving in, 2 to 4 inches possible through the late afternoon. Some 5-inch totals possible in Grant and Iowa counties. High near 19, northeast and north wind around 10. Snow diminishing a bit after midnight tonight, another inch or two possible, low at 3. Partly cloudy to sunny and cold tomorrow, high of 15 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 17 becoming west. Thursday night clear to partly cloudy, bitter cold, low 7 below zero. Friday cloudy and warmer with snow likely by mid-afternoon, 3 to 6 inches possible through late Friday night, high in the mid-20s. On Saturday, a few snow showers are possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, low 16, high 27. Sunday, some sun returning, but breezy and very chilly. Low 0, high of 13. Monday, partly cloudy, low 13 below, high of 9. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, 6 degrees. Yesterday's high was 20. We picked up a half inch of snow in the morning, and the overnight low was 5 degrees this morning. A record high for February 12th, 60, set in the year of 1976. Record low, 21 below zero in 1981. Last year's high was 48, and the low 20. Sunset will happen at 5:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 3 minutes after 7. Schools closed today for Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, including their 4K, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Highland, and Wazeka-Steuben. The Ithaca FFA Blood Drive will not be held today. The Impact Life Blood Drive at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance has been moved from today to Thursday, same times. Also, it'll be Richland Community Food Pantry closed today. Avoca United Methodist Church board meeting will not be held this morning. The Boaz Lions Club meeting at 6:30 tonight is canceled. And today, Grant County ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels will not be held. We're getting that light snow this morning, a trace of precipitation after a low of 5. It is 6 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next. It is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation service, located in Southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. It was a big night last night for high school basketball. Details on some of those scores and a win for Marquette on the state scene. Also, the Brewers getting set for pitchers and catchers, and some Brewer news in just a bit.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center girls basketball team broke a 45-game losing streak with a 55-54 victory in overtime over Viroqua at RCHS last night. The Hornets trailed by 12 at one point in the first half, but cut the deficit to 6 at 27-21 at halftime. The Blackhawks led throughout the second half before the game was tied at 47 after regulation. Richland Center got key baskets and free throws to come back from a 4-point deficit in overtime. Sophomore Kylie Burns made key free throws at the end of regulation and in the extra frame. She was fouled attempting a three-pointer with 3 seconds to play. Richland Center was trailing by 2. She made 2 to tie, and then Viroqua took a timeout.
54-54, just 3 seconds left in overtime, and Kylie Burns at the free throw line. She's made 2. This is her 3rd. Gets the ball. Gives it a spin. It's in the air. It is good. Burns makes the free throw. Viroqua looking to inbound. 55-54. Schwemm drives. Half-court bomb on the way short. And the Hornets win. The Hornets break their long losing streak tonight. Fans rushing the court. Richland Center wins after 19 losses to start the year. After 25 losses last year, they get a victory here tonight. In overtime, 55-54, the final.
Viroqua fell to 8-11 on the season with the loss. Sophomore Ella Weiss had a big game for the Hornets with 22 points, 14 in the second half. Kylie Burns was 11 for 13 from the line and had 16 points. Freshman J.C. Gander added 6. Carly Meaden had 5. Freshman Reagan Shep had 4, including a key basket in regulation. And senior Jasmine Hazelrig added 2 on senior night. The Hornets were 19 for 30 from the line. Viroqua was led by freshman Aaliyah Schwemm with 24. Emily Hubach added 14, and Emma Moylene with 10. The Blackhawks made 7 threes. They went 15 for 28 from the line. Also, it was a late night for all after the JV went double overtime. Viroqua won that game 40-39 over the Hornets. Following the 55-54 win, Richland Center will prepare for a trip to Platteville coming up on Friday night. Viroqua will host Luther also on Friday night. Elsewhere, Ithaca was a winner against Boscobel, 51-41. Belmont, 50. Highland, 31. It was Darlington, 48. Dodgeville, 33. Royal over Winnewick Center, 72-29. Cashton beat Hillsboro, 44-41. North Crawford over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 48-29. River Ridge, 69. Benton, 20. West Salem, 72-29 over Westby. Bangor, 63. New Lisbon, 27, Schulzburg, 79, Potosi Cassville, 39. Mauston beat Adams Friendship, 81-41. Wisconsin Dells, 85, Wautoma, 13. Portage over Baraboo, 45-31. The Weston boys picked up a win over Waseca Steuben, 64-48. Leading the way for Weston was Isaac Jennings with 18. Trevor Westfall had 15, and Garrett Jennings, 11. Brett Wagner led Waseca Steuben with 14 points. It was Ithaca and Kickapoo battling at Kickapoo last night. The Panthers coming out on top, 84-60. Malachi McCauley at 23, Arlen Walter 16, Adric Eggie with 15. Casey Pomering was Ithaca's leading scorer on the night. Elsewhere in the Ridge and Valley Conference, North Crawford over DeSoto 73-35. It was a victory for River Valley over Viroqua, 60-50, the final score. Mineral Point got the victory against Fenimore, 66-35, and Riverdale over Boscobel, 49-44. In that game, Bevan Dennis had 20 points and Owen Blankenship 11 for Riverdale. Noah Luce with 14 and Dawson Stitzer 10 for the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in basketball from last night, in action from the SWAL, it was Darlington 70 and Southwestern 62. Cuba City with a win against Iowa Grant, 59-45. In the Scenic Bluffs, Royal 80, Winnewick Center 26, Hillsboro 75, Cashton 36. And Holman was a winner against Sparta, 75-71.
Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Philbeck Ford had a 2400 series. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 2377. Premier Co-op at 2368. Philbeck Ford with an 822 and an 821 game. Premier Co-op an 809. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 805. Tammy Schwingle with a top series, 538. Nicole Mattier with a 535. Sharon Friel, 501. Top game, Susan Maxwell, a 199. Nicole Mattier, a 196. Tammy Schwingle, a 189. Amanda Bartlett with a 5-6 split pickup. Judy Skelly, Doris Trepan, and Jamie Parr each had 3-10s. Patty Labansky, 5-7. Deanna Funk, 3-4-7. And Sharon Friel, a 6-7. Marquette put its three-game losing streak in the rearview mirror Tuesday night by beating DePaul 68-58. The three-pointers weren't falling in the Big East game. The Golden Eagles were just 4 of 25, and the Blue Demons were 4 of 24. Cam Jones scored 19 points, and Stevie Mitchell 17. Senior forward David Joplin had 10 rebounds. Marquette is off for the next week before hosting Seton Hall on Tuesday. Elsewhere in college basketball, number 1 Auburn over Vanderbilt, 80-68. In the Big Ten, number 20, Michigan over number 7, Purdue, 75-73. Indiana over number 11, Michigan State, 71-67. Two players important to the Brewers' success have questionable health status as spring training gets underway. Pitchers and catchers report this week. MLB.com reports outfielder Christian Yelich might not be ready for opening day after back surgery last August. The other big health question concerns starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff. If healthy, he has the talent to be the team's best pitcher, but he hasn't taken the mound in a game for almost 2 years. Pitchers and catchers reporting this week in Arizona. Bucks general manager John Horst says trading veteran Chris Middleton is the hardest thing he's ever done. Middleton was a fan favorite, and Horst says he is incredibly close to the 33-year-old All-NBA performer, saying he loves Middleton and his family. Most pro basketball experts agree the move needed to be made to keep the team competitive. Elsewhere in basketball news, coming up tonight in the WIAC, River Falls at Stout, Platteville at Eau Claire, Whitewater at La Crosse, and Stevens Point at UW-Oshkosh. And Badgers wing John Tanjay has turned out to be one of the best transfers in college basketball. He's leading Wisconsin with 18.6 a game, hitting more than 40% of his three-pointers, and is deadly at the free-throw line at nearly 92%. When the team faces quad one opponents, Tanjay averages more than 25 points every 40 minutes. The fourth-best mark in the country, his true shooting percentage of 67.9 is in the 99th percentile. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel. Your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
A vintage Paul Harvey program is next. It is sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. The pilot of the naval torpedo bomber knew that he should not have let that 20-year-old Army private on board. Now both of them were going to die. The pilot's faulty judgment was understandable enough. The young private had been frantic. Stuck in Seattle, his weekend pass running out fast, he would be AWOL if he couldn't fly immediately to Monterey and scramble back to Fort Ord before bed check. No, the private had explained he could not afford commercial airfare, but he had been advised that uniformed military could hitch a ride on naval aircraft, providing there was an extra seat. That's how he'd made it to Seattle to visit his girlfriend in the first place. But there were no seats aboard the torpedo bomber, the pilot had explained. The only available space was in the radar compartment in the tail of the plane, and the private would never fit in there. But the young man begged, and the pilot relented, and they squeezed the former into the radar compartment, and they had taken off for the Naval Air Station at Monterey. Well, that was hours ago.
They should have landed by now, but the coast of California was socked in. Fog, no way to find the airbase, no way even to stay aloft over land unless they wanted to knock the top off a mountain or maybe run out of fuel and crash in a populated area. So the pilot headed out to sea. The torpedo bomber was about a mile from shore. When the motor sputtered and died, the pilot brought her down as gently as possible amid the angry swells, and after several bone-jarring jolts, the plane was dead in the water. Twilight was fast becoming night as the pilot and his young hitchhiker clambered out onto the wings of the plane. If they were anywhere near the craft when it sank, they could be sucked down with it. So the two wished each other good luck and dove into the churning Pacific. As night fell, the bioluminescence of tiny sea life set the ocean aglow. In the eerie blue light, the pilot could see the jellyfish swarming, first dozens and then hundreds, it seems. He shouted to the young private, "Look out!" But the answer was faint in the distance, barely distinguishable from the voice of nature roaring all around them. And then the pilot felt the searing sting of the first jellyfish. And then he was engulfed by them in the glowing sea. Still most of a mile from land, he could only succumb to the poison and to the waves, the irresistible forces that raged in the night, and thus he died. So this is a tribute to an unknown soldier. This is a tribute to a Navy pilot running low on fuel who headed out to sea rather than risk one civilian life. And if he is listening from wherever, sir, I want you to know the young private who hitched a ride on your last flight, the Army boy who so desperately wanted to get back to his own base, did get back. He swam the torturous mile through turbulent seas, teeming with poison tails and bathed in blue fire. He fought the overwhelming fatigue and the treacherous undertow. He walked barefoot 8 miles to safety and eventually onto motion picture screens all over the world as Clint Eastwood. From the beginning of his movie career, Clint Eastwood has always played a tough guy. Well, now you know how tough he really is, because now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, lovebirds! WRCO is spreading the love this Valentine's season with a sweet giveaway you won't want to miss. We're giving away 2 candy bouquets this Friday, and entering is as easy as saying, I love you. Here's how you win it. Call or text WRCO at 608-647-4155. Give us your name and your Valentine's message. We'll read your message on the air. And just for entering, your name will go into a drawing to win 1 of 2 delicious candy bouquets. It's that simple. Share the love, send a sweet shout out, and you might just win a treat for your Valentine or yourself. So don't wait. Call or text 608-647-4155. 855 and get in on the Valentine's fun with WRCO. Special thanks go to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, being late to suffer was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing.
bad habits. You go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your group stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? But there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it was. The where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Boston.
That's Dasha on WRCO. Good morning. Well, we have some special features coming your way. We will have guests in the studio today. It looks like, despite the weather, each time we schedule a school district, it seemed like it snows or it's really, really cold. But Jeff Campbell will be making his way here to talk about Riverdale. We'll also have details on some recipes with Alice in Dairyland. And in-studio guests a little bit later on, twin sisters who've got quite a thing going on, Kelly and Sarah, will be in the studio. And I told them last night, hey, we're in an advisory. And they're like, nope, we're still going to show. They're going to be here. So 10 o'clock, and looks like we'll have some live music for you this morning as well. We always love to feature that. The school closings remain the same from earlier today, those that contact us. And there's kind of a noticeable line as well with schools kind of more to our west and north not chiming in this morning, but the worst of it kind of over in the Grant County area, seeping into this area. Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Highland, and Wazika-Steuben, all closed today. The Ithaca FFA Blood Drive will not be held. The Impact Life Blood Drive at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance has been moved to Thursday. They'll make some cookies for tomorrow's blood drive. Richland Community Food Pantry is canceled for today. And Avoca United Methodist Church Board meeting will not be held. The Nutrition Advisory Council meeting in Richland Center is canceled. Boaz Lions Club meeting will not be held tonight. And in Grant County, ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels are canceled for today. Trivia for today is not canceled. That's coming up. Here is Exile.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. No particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning. I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful
day. Exile and WRCO woke up in love with you. Trivia is coming up in just a little bit. Oh, it's still snowing. Not very hard. I think we can track a cat now.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
WIAA Boys and Girls Wrestling will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports will have reports and play-by-play Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock from the Richland Center Division II, Dodgeville Division II, and Mineral Point Division III Regionals. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Wermond, Kirk Lair, Pat Mahoney, and me as we do our best to cover all of the wrestlers in Southwest Wisconsin and bring it your way on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love.
Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll.
Post Malone and Blake Shelton on WRCO. Somebody pour me a ski. No, no, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. No, no. I never have a ski before 9 in the morning. It's 15 before 9. And trivia time today, sponsored by our Wednesday trivia sponsor. And that would be our good friends at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. So with pitchers and catchers reporting, it only fitting that I ask a Brewer trivia question today. And one from the Brewer glory year of 1982. It's hard for me to get out of that year. Which Brewer pitcher won two games during the 1982 World Series? That's the question this morning for a prize from Walsh's Ace. Which Brewer pitcher won two games during the 82 World Series? 608-647-4155. Scale on WRCO, you better think twice. Well, Jim Hanthorn didn't think twice. He knew right away. That's kind of from his era there. Which Brewer pitcher won two games during the 1982 World Series? None other than Mike Caldwell. Game one, a complete game shutout. No pitchers go complete games anymore. I mean, it's rare. But and in that memorable game, Paul Molitor with five hits, Robin Yount four,
And Jim Slayton won game four. Actually, we had a guest for Jim Slayton. He won one of the three Brewer wins in that Suds series. Game five, Mike Caldwell was the winner in that one. Wasn't quite as sharp, but he did enough to get the victory. And Robin Yount did as well, the second four-hit game, remaining the only player to have multiple four-hit games in one World Series. Mike Caldwell, quite the workhorse. And the pitcher that started game seven, Pete Vukovic, and he had some severe arm pain, played through it, did what he could, and they found out a little bit later on that he actually had a torn rotator cuff. He was throwing game seven with a torn rotator cuff. Can't imagine that. He's a tough dude. But let's turn back the clock a little bit. No, it wasn't Bob Uecker. Uecker, I think, was already down in the dugout, ready to do some interviews. This is a good trivia question, too. Brewer broadcaster was only there for a season or two. I think maybe only one. Dwayne Mosley with a final out of the ALCS 1982.
The 1-2 pitch. Ball line to Yount. It's short. He throws. It's over. The Brewers have won.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. 1982 American League Series champions, the Milwaukee Brewers. Trivia question today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Coming up on 6 minutes before 9, we will be talking a little bit about what's going on at Riverdale Schools coming up during the first half of the morning show. That's next hour. Here are the Forrester Sisters.
Looking at my life through the eyes of a young girl growing older all the time. Maybe just a little wiser. I can clearly see all my mistakes keep coming back to visit me.
That's an 8-track flashback with the Forrester Sisters on WRCO, just ahead of Happy Trails time. Here's John Pardon.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what. And the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
It's just a matter of time.
This is Phil Nee, and it's time to put our little records away. Happy trails until we talk again with some community conversation on The Morning Show. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this, obviously, there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact